Hello, Hugo.
Morning, how are you?
Very, very well. Firstly, tell us, how is Wall of Fire? You happy?
Yeah, really happy with him. He's come through the Herbert Power very, very well. He looks tremendous. He's been training great. He's a fresh and happy horse. I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
The plan to have the run of the Herbert Power in the lead up, it panned out beautifully, and the horses acclimatized well. Is that what the horse is telling you?
Going to the Caulfield Cup, but decided to go to Herbert Power just really to give us an extra week between races. European horses aren't used to being campaigned quite as rigorously as Australian horses, and so we thought 3 weeks between races would suit him really well.
And plan, mate, such a long race. Don't know what speed it'll be on, all the rest of it. What are you thinking at this stage?
Yeah, look, he was drawn badly in the Herbert Power, and he travelled in last throughout the race. In an ideal world, we'd be probably mid-div is where we'd like to be. We'd sort of, 9, 10, 11, somewhere in the run. With so many Europeans in the race, there might be a good tempo on, which would suit him. I think as the years go on and there are more Europeans there come and race in the Melbourne Cup, there's more of a likelihood of it being a European tempo than a fifth sprint of an Australian race. So I think that would suit him as well. But either way, he'll be okay because he's got a turn of foot.
We've got 11 European raiders, Hugo, in our great race, which is the Emirates Melbourne Cup. We've had record numbers of 13 on two previous years, but just how big is the Emirates Melbourne Cup back home in Europe?
Yeah, it's massive. There'll be a huge amount of people getting up in the middle of the night to watch it. It's not just your greatest race, it's one of the world's greatest races, and it's a real thrill to be part of it.
Absolutely. And how long has this plan been in the
Making.
pipeworks?
Well, I mean, a long time really. I mean, the horse in the middle of our summer last year, sort of just August time, the horse started to mark himself out to me as a Melbourne Cup type. And it was only really though when Ozzie Keir and his group of friends bought the horse about 12 months ago that it had been that the plan had sort of came to crystallisation, if you like, and it's been the plan ever since that we would be here. So it's a great relief and wonderful that we are actually here.
And Hugo, now we've got the Everest in Sydney. Any plans to target that one now?
Well, I mean, look, one day I'd love to, and I'm sure the Everest will develop into one of the world's great races. It's only been run once, and it'll get more and more traction worldwide. It's an expensive race to run in. The Melbourne Cup isn't cheap, but the Everest is a very, very expensive
Yes.
race to run
Yeah,
in.
it is.
But if we had a sprinter
Yeah.
good enough to come, I'd love to come.
Hugo, what sort of figure are we talking about a European campaign for one horse? It's up over the 100,000 mark, the cost, isn't it?
To come to Melbourne.
Yeah, for Melbourne, for the Melbourne Cup win.
Yeah, it's about there. It's about, if you're doing a return trip with the entries and everything, it's about £100,000 return.
What would it mean to you to actually win the Melbourne Cup?
Well, I mean, it would mean a huge amount. It's a really, really famous race. It would be, the highlight of anyone's career. But it would mean even more to me. I spent some of my formative years in Australia working for Game Woodhouse, and I'm married to an Australian as well. Days when we have children, they'll be half Australian. So to have won a Melbourne Cup would be pretty incredible.
You have Craig Williams on board. That was a significant signing for you.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. I've always liked the idea of local knowledge in these races, and although Craig hasn't won a Melbourne Cup yet, he's won a lot of great races, and it's fantastic to have him on board, and particularly someone so light to be so strong, which I think will suit the horse as well.
And who do you most fear most? I know it's a tough race, but who do you fear most?
As you say, it is a tough race. I'm wary of them all. You just have to pick up the papers yesterday and read through them. Virtually every horse gets a tip somewhere in it. I do like the chance of Woody Mullins' horse, of Thomas Hobson, the way the way he won at Ascot this year, I thought was impressive. But look, you know, there's no hiding place. I'm frightened of everyone.
Hugo, well, seeing you've got that Thanks, Aussie Hugo. Connection, we can actually cheer for you. Now you've married an Aussie and you've got some Aussie kids and the Aussie connections. We thank you so much for your time this morning.
It's a pleasure.